You know, President Obama and House Speaker John Boehner don't agree on much, but they're on the same page about this. They both believe all children should be vaccinated against the measles. U.S. health officials agree, yet an increasing number of Americans are choosing not to have their kids vaccinated, and that's become a hotly debated national issue in the wake of the Disneyland measles outbreak, now affecting more than 100 people. With that in mind, we wondered how new immigrants coming to this country fare, how protected are they against this highly contagious disease? We decided to ask Rachel Pearson. She's a researcher at the Institute for the Medical Humanities in Austin, Texas, and she's written about vaccinations and immigrants for the Texas Observer.
Anyone who immigrates to the United States has to prove that they've received the full vaccination schedule, including measles. If they can't prove that they've received these vaccines before they immigrate, then they get the vaccine again.
You live in Texas, Rachel, which is interesting because last year when thousands of children from Central America were trying to make their way across the border, there was kind of an uproar from some people suggesting these children were harboring diseases that U.S. children did not have, including measles. Do you think those worries were well-founded?
No, I don't. There was this concern that children immigrating to the United States, especially this group of undocumented immigrants from Central America, were bringing back vaccine-preventable diseases. If you look at the actual rates of vaccination in Central America, they're very, very high. So, for example, in El Salvador, 94% of people have been vaccinated against measles. In Guatemala, 93%. The rate in the U.S. is about 91%. So we could be pretty confident that children immigrating from Central America were likely to have already been vaccinated against measles.
What about the situation in Mexico? Because until recently, wasn't it very close to eradicating measles within its borders?
Yes. Mexico has, the estimate from 2013 had an 89% vaccination rate for measles. In 2012, the estimated rate was over 90%. And Mexico in general has a system of socialized medicine. Now, it's not a perfect system. Getting medical care out to rural areas and getting medical care out to indigenous communities poses particular challenges. But in general, in Mexico, vaccination rates are very high.
And by comparison, in Texas, where you live, one in six kids, I gather, is uninsured. And that would mean that many Texas kids will fall behind on vaccinations or miss them altogether when their family can't afford a doctor's visit.
Right. So even uninsured kids in Texas typically do access vaccination at some point, usually through schools. We're not seeing low rates of vaccination linked so much to poverty as they are to vaccine refusal. So there are lower rates of vaccination in counties that have super high rates of poverty, and some of the border counties, and actually Bexar County, where San Antonio is, has concerningly lowish rates of vaccination. But the communities where there have been actual outbreaks of measles, those outbreaks have been centered in not in communities of poverty, but in communities where parents refuse vaccination.
How much does this regulation from the U.S. government for people seeking a green card to show that they've had these vaccines, how much does that play into the whole sense of immigrants from out there coming to our country, they're bringing disease? I mean, is that still at play in 2015?
It certainly is. There's a lot of fear of immigrants, fear of outsiders. And when people want to position immigrants as posing a threat, they often accuse them of being diseased. But I think that the government policy of requiring vaccination is fairly reasonable. One thing that occurred last summer with the Central American kids who were detained at the border is that they all received all the vaccinations again. They were very likely to already have been vaccinated, but the Department of Health and Human Services revaccinated them. So that may have been perhaps not the best use of public resources, but it was sort of an overabundance of caution, making sure that these kids were protected and that any communities they went into were protected against vaccine-preventable diseases.
Rachel Pearson, a researcher at the Institute for the Medical Humanities, speaking with me from Austin, Texas. Thank you.
Thank you so much.